USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he'll be glad to talk about the pending retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, but not yet.
There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later.
The liberal Breyer has been on the high court since 1994. He's expected to officially step down after the Supreme Court finishes its term in the early summer. The U.S. and its allies are offering Russia a clear diplomatic path forward on Ukraine if Moscow chooses to accept it. That's according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He says Russia must first de-escalate tensions along its border with Ukraine. Russia has been gathering troops and military equipment on the border for weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has established a tip line for parents to report if their child's school is teaching racist critical race theory in classrooms. Youngkin saying the tip line is for parents to send us any instances where they feel their fundamental rights are being violated, where their child is not being respected, and where there are inadvertently divisive practices in their schools. The COVID-19 booster push in the United States is slowing down.
The CDC reports 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. The average number of booster shots dispensed per day in the U.S. has plummeted from a peak of 1 million in early December. It fell to about 490,000 as of last week. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
After the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, the Capitol Police's intelligence unit started scrutinizing the backgrounds of people who meet with lawmakers. The intelligence unit is examining the social media feeds of people who aren't suspected of crimes. Documents also saying that Capitol Hill police are running background checks on people with whom lawmakers plan to meet, including donors and associates. Republican Congressman from North Dakota, Kelly Armstrong, reminds everyone on Fox News.
They're doing this, and secret surveillance on American citizens without probable cause is never okay. And it's surely not being done for security reasons. If it was being done for security reasons, they wouldn't be worried about casting us in a negative light, and they'd be coordinating with our offices. Why are they doing it? How much information are they keeping? Who are they giving this information to? And what is the real purpose of this program?
A new study is revealing the impact 10 minutes of exercise can have on adults over 40. More than 110,000 United States deaths could be prevented each year if those over 40 added 10 minutes of physical activity to their daily routines. That's according to the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. The study also noting that an increase of 20 or 30 minutes could have an even larger impact. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.